Hey, back again. It's Bradley J. That would be me for round two of what I call just saying. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. And today, going to start off, because I know a lot of people are probably going to do some traveling, going to be on the road again. And I know I always like a certain kind of music when I get in my car and I'm about ready to take off on a road trip. Now, a road trip for me has got to be over an hour long. I mean, if you're on the road for an hour, you can get a good 14 songs in. And why not make them the songs that you want to hear? For me, it's all about Dierks Bentley, Kenny Chesney, Keith Urban, and then top 40 songs from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. If I'm on a road trip that's going to last an hour or more, I'm going to listen to those playlists that I've made. Though I did come across a story today that caught my eye. And it was, what songs need to be on any playlist of country highway songs? Someone on Reddit actually put together a playlist of their favorite highway songs. Now, the playlist is on Spotify if you want to look it up. It's called On the Road. And their top five songs to be on this playlist for them when it comes to country highway songs. At number five, Jason Isbell, Traveling Alone. At number four, Willie Nelson, The Highway. Daddy's Boots, Columbia Jones at number three. Quiet Morning and The Calamity, it's a group, and their song is at number two. Gambling on Old Tires. And the number one song, according to this someone on Reddit who put together this list of country highway songs, at number one, Johnny Cash's Further On Up the Road. Those are the songs that he had on his country highway songs. I don't even know any of those songs, so I'm just going to stick to my list. But what songs need to be on any playlist if you're going to be traveling down the road? I'm sure you've got yours. If you've got a good one, put it on Spotify. Let me know what it's titled so I can go look at it. And I always love adding new music to any kind of a playlist that I have. On the road again, man. Country playlist or any playlist that you've got. Another story that caught my eye today was this list of a survey of 1,000 children. They ranked the 10 best things about being a kid. Remember being a kid? What were you excited about as a kid? For me, it was always like birthdays. Anytime that I was getting a gift, that's when I was excited. That's what I remember most as a kid. So birthdays, Christmas time, it was always exciting to get up on those days because I knew I was going to get something. I don't know what that made me as a kid, that I always was thinking of, oh, a gift, it's coming, it's my birthday, it's Christmas, let's do this, let's unwrap. No, forget the food, just give me my gifts, man. But there was a survey of 1,000 children, and they found the best things about being a kid. And here's what they include. At number five, birthdays. Birthdays at number five. Who puts birthdays at number five? It's got to make you think, what's number one? But on this list of 1,000 children ranked the best things about being a kid, at number five, birthdays. At number four, summer vacation and all the other holidays you have off, kids said. That's at number four. In the top three, at number three, the excitement during the lead up to Christmas. I don't think as a kid I got real excited about the lead up, because I knew it was coming. So I knew, you know, I didn't get up every day going like, oh, one more day till Christmas. I just knew Christmas was coming and I was going to make it there and open my gifts. At number two, having parents to love and take care of you. I never really thought of that as a kid growing up. I just thought that was my parents' job. It's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to love and take care of me. That's why you had me. Even though I probably made it a little tough on my parents at times. And 1,000 children ranked the best things about being a kid. At number one, Christmas presents. Christmas presents. But what's got me floored is birthdays at number five. It's hard. Birthdays would be like number two for me. And the Christmas presents would be number one. And you know, summer's here, right? It's already started. We're a few days in, I guess. Last weekend was the first day of summer. And you know, you always think about summer and it's always like people come up with new drinks, new foods that you get to try. Like if you go to a barbecue, somebody's always got something on the grill and they're like, oh, I just found this like on wherever I find things that are new and to try this, it's great. Well, hard seltzer was a drink of summer last year. Remember that? I didn't get into hard seltzer at all. I have the drinks I drink during the summertime, and I don't really vary from them very much. I mean, someone may hand me something, and I'll be like, okay, I'll try it. And I'm always back to my favorite drink. But hard seltzer, the drink of the summer last year. So that means that somebody put together hard seltzer and ice cream. It just had to be done. And Truly Hard Seltzer teamed up with a company called Tipsy Scoop, which I do like the name of that company. And they make alcoholic ice cream. I mean, when you think summer, ice cream has got to be one of the top foods that you're going to enjoy over the summertime, right? Well, this is how this breaks down. Each pint, okay, of ice cream, 5% alcohol. Just like their hard seltzer. Okay, just like Truly Hard Seltzer, 5% alcohol is in this ice cream. So, yeah, it might get you drunk if you eat enough of it. Now, it's not clear how many calories are in it. I don't really care how many calories are in it. I love ice cream, and I'd probably eat the whole pint and then be drunk. I mean, honestly. But a combination you might try? Think about it. It comes in four flavors. Truly Original Lemonade Ice Cream. Black Cherry Lemonade Ice Cream. Strawberry Lemonade Sorbet, and Mango Lemonade Sorbet. Now, they're selling variety packs on TipsyScoop.com for $48 plus shipping. I was in until I read the price. $48 for a pint? I mean, it has alcohol in it, but yeah. I'll just stick to regular ice cream. Just regular ice cream, and if I want to have some alcohol, I'll go to one of my favorite drinks. In this next story that caught my eye, because I knew that this was going to happen eventually, right? I'll tell you, a new sci-fi movie will star a robot actress. Not just like a robot in, like, you know, like a robot that comes in on wheels or something, but a real live robot is going to star in a movie. And it's not one they're making. It's already made. It's a new science fiction film called Bee. It'll be the first to rely on an artificially intelligent actor. Yeah, an AI actor. Now, if you're wondering, what's this movie about? The movie's about a scientist who discovers dangers associated with a program he created to perfect human DNA and helps the artificially intelligent woman he designed escape. The woman will be played by Erica, who's an actual AI robot. Now, her creators taught her the craft by applying the principles of method acting to artificial intelligence. This is a true story. One of the creators says, and I quote, "Erica has no life experiences, just like a baby being born. No life experiences, except this is an AI robot. She was created from scratch to play the role," the creator says. They also say, "We had to simulate her emotions and emotions through one-on-one sessions." So somebody actually sat down with this robot and was just talking to it just like a normal person. And the robot was picking up, I don't know, the emotions. You know, as a baby, you grow and you get emotions and feelings and stuff. They were helping her with, like, control the speed of her movement. So her arm didn't, like, swing up and knock somebody out. They were talking through her feelings and coaching character development and body language. So they're teaching this AI robot the feelings, you know, what it's like to be a human being. And now it's going to star in a movie. Again, the movie, it's a science fiction movie called Just a Small Letter B. I don't know if it's going to be in theaters. I don't know if it's going to be on streaming services, but who knows? Who knows where this is going to go? Robots taking over movies now. Wow. I'm going to have to watch the movie just to see it. I mean, I really am. Now my interest is piqued to where I'm going to have to see this movie. I'll pay money to see it. I will. A new sci-fi movie will star a robot actress. Wow. Truly, robots on their way to taking over the world. And finally, I'm going to wrap up the show today. Going back to a thing that I like reading. I like seeing what's going on in the world, and I call it coronavirus insanity, because the coronavirus is making us do some strange, weird things. Like, the virus has changed how people interact on Tinder. Yeah. Not just a swipe left or a swipe right. No. Now it's sexy talk and cheesy pickup lines are down. People aren't using them as much. What are they doing? Straightforward comments like, how are you? Are up 30%. Isn't that what you should do anyway? It doesn't matter if you're meeting someone like in person or online in a message. It's just like, you know, instead of being like, oh, hey, well, you know, hey, you get whatever your cheesy pickup line is, just like, hey, how are you? I'm so-and-so. And then you have a conversation. Something else in coronavirus insanity. You guys have heard of the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, right? Well, there's an artist in Ohio who has sculpted something called 6 Feet from Kevin Bacon. It's a 6-foot-tall strip of bacon made of wood with a metal barrier around it, so you can't get closer than 6 feet. I mean, I love Kevin Bacon, man, and I love that 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, but I don't play it, the game, very well. And finally, Halloween. I know it's a ways off, but what's it going to look like, Halloween? You know, that's kind of like a group thing, right? You go to Halloween parties, you trick-or-treat with your friends, but this year, it might look a little different. There's a company in Japan who's actually finding success with its new drive-through haunted house. Now, in this link, you can actually see this drive-through haunted house. So just scroll down a little bit and you can take a look. And that's going to wrap it up, man. I guess episode 2 of Bradley J, just saying, has concluded. Thanks for listening.